God damn it.
You don't eat that shit.
I forgot to hit record, by the way, so don't get mad when the show stops.
It's real beneficial, man.
And we're back.
When you going to do the grill?
It's a grill time.
It's getting warm.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
Start them early.
Oh, yeah, it's got to happen.
Do you turn the AC on yet?
Dang, I don't play with the AC, but that shit been on. I don't play that hot.
I know how to grill, but my pops make everything like a military lesson, and I check out. Just to get
I'm finished.
Yeah, right. So he done tried to show me a few times, but I'm just now getting the groove.
Well, it depends on what you're doing. Like, if we're just grilling, anybody can grill. Like, if you barbecuing, that's some shit you gotta, somebody gotta show you that.
Yeah.
Anybody can throw some hamburgers and hot dogs in the fucking grill. That the grilling part is not that simple.
So what's
I mean, it is that simple. That barbecuing shit is real.
What's the line between grilling and then once it becomes barbecuing?
Oh, when you're grilling, you're just throwing hamburgers and hot dogs and shit like that on there.
Just throwing meat on the grill, huh?
Pause.
You know, it's a controversy online about
yeah, but if you like fucking online. Making briskets and fucking pork butts and smoking shit for 6 hours like that, you are barbecuing, man. Yeah, that's you on another level.
Right. So it's a time length thing or what?
Time and the preparation, like all that shit different. You could go fucking take frozen patties out the freezer right now and throw them in the grill.
That's grilling.
Yeah, that's grilling.
Okay.
Basic. When you barbecuing, you done prep some shit from 3 days ago.
Oh.
I had this sitting in the brine.
Facts.
I did this. I did that.
So again, I got
a fucking thermometer inside the meat that I fucking, bro, them niggas get real.
Facts.
So is it a time thing or not?
No, it definitely is. I put the Boston butter on at 4 a.m. 4 a.m.? You woke up to do this?
Right.
Chill. You won.
Facts.
Nah, I get you. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that shit is, that's some real time. And you out there spraying that shit down with vinegar and fucking some other concoction you made together in the spray. You are a different level, buddy.
You know how I look?
That is not the same thing.
I was going to say, because it reminded me of people who go to the game and people who tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it just reminded me of. They'll be out there 48 hours ahead of time preparing the food, brisket's the big screen TV, all of that.
Oh, no game.
That's tailgating.
Bro, them tailgating.
I go to the game.
Yeah, them tailgaters, they be out there for breakfast, man. Game start at 1, they out there at 8.
We got
sausage biscuits and they're like, what? they got a whole full course breakfast, and then before the game starts, they got a whole other course.
Right.
I'd be like, damn, bro.
I knew it was serious when we needed our own porta potty. I remember.
Yeah, when your ass out there, the game start at 1, you got there at 8, and you're not leaving till 6.
If that.
Facts. I was downtown at the tailgate at the Falcons.
Uh-huh.
Yo, it was like $20. Drink all you can drink, all you can eat.
Yeah,
showtime.
Bro, cool. Listen,
let's go.
Showtime,
let's go.
I must not know who I am.
Thanks for having me.
I take full advantage of these opportunities.
Court here.
Hey, you go.
Yeah. Okay. Who do I buy? You know, there was online saying that like a lot of people was,
T-ya, what up?
Was going back and what's forth up, about kids wanting cooking sets, like boys wanting cooking sets. And I thought, like, I don't see nothing wrong with that. How can you feminize that? I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's a good thing. I think now
you know how. Come on.
I don't think. I said people was going back and forth, like trying to like say that they wouldn't let their son get a kitchen set, or they would feel some type of way. Yeah, like a cooking kitchen set type thing. I don't think that's strictly for women. I mean,
don't get them the pink one, but
right,
get them the neutral color
one. Yeah, get them the regular color one. But yeah, I don't got an issue with that. That's fine.
Yeah, learn how to cook because I was raised not to be in the kitchen. I get smacked in the back of the head.
Bam! That's what you was in there trying to steal shit.
Yeah, what?
It's factory. It wasn't. So I grew up because my mom was cook. My dad does not cook. Like every now and again my dad would get in the kitchen when I was younger, but he wasn't doing that shit.
Right. Yeah.
He get on the grill. Like he'll grill some shit, but like other than that, like yeah, nah, I'm not cooking.
But that's more the traditional roles, though.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I ain't knocking them like that. That was it. Right. See, so my love for like cooking and shit like that is, like I said again, I'm fucking greedy and I'm a super foodie. But my mom used to be in the kitchen and I was. At that time, I was with my mom, so I'm following her around. You know what I mean? So just picking up on what she's doing. Oh, how you do that? How you do this? Oh, what's that? Let me try that. So, and her thing was like, yeah, come here, try this. Cut this up. You know what I mean? Like, do this. See how it looks like that? When it's like that, and turn it over. Like, right. So that, and either you kind of, food one of them things, man. Either you love doing that shit, or you ain't fucking with it.
Doughboy Philly, I got you, bro. I got you.
I don't have the patience.
Yeah.
I want everything quick.
Really? That shit real.
Yeah,
that's real. Like I made bread with my kids one time. This is probably like a couple of months ago.
Are you YouTubing this or this is off your off the strength?
No, I made bread as a kid. Like made bread biscuits from scratch. Oh no, you gotta have your recipe, bro.
Okay,
you wildin'. Not just. I can't like baking goods. I'm not really good at eyeballing. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like you talking about some regular food, like seeing shit, I could eyeball that shit and do it. But like baking shit, Nah.
Yeah.
Unless it's some fucking waffle yeah, mix or some shit like that. Then I can eyeball that. But like some real like nah.
Nah, bacon takes a skill. Because one thing about it, you can look at that box and do everything that box tell you to do.
Still fuck it up.
And your shit will come out nasty. So it takes a skill. You got a certain type of love you got to put yeah. in that mix. But
so anyway. here go the real quick. Well, my real question. Next question.
Go.
How many meals can you feel comfortable preparing? And I could go first because listen.
Cooking with knots, 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Listen, if you never caught any of my 2 a.m. cooking sessions. Yeah.
Every now and again, you just cook knots.
Some of those are grilling sessions, IG honestly. Live,
just be fucking. Just,
listen, I haven't done one in a minute.
I wake up in the morning, up like, Snickers. 2 o'clock in the morning. It's just in the making kitchen salmon. Making shrimp.
Grilling salmon, cooking up shrimp. Kids Care for Kids, Inc., what up?
I'm like, where this nigga coming from?
Listen.
I met first, though. Where's this nigga coming from?
He was working. What time the party was over?
I think it was outside. So, you know something? I'm about to go home and chef it up.
Yeah. On live.
And you feel like stopping nowhere to get nothing to eat? I'm going to go home and chef it up.
Because after 2 o'clock, everything gets sketchy, yo. It do.
Definitely.
But anyway, to answer the question.
Yes.
No, you don't live with nobody.
At that time, I wasn't. Really? I definitely was not. Yeah. Super bachelor. So, that's part of the reason it's been a minute. But anyway, it's about 12 to 14 meals I could prepare. But some of those 12 to 14 are remixes.
Yeah.
Oh, they all
kind of
just
tweak one or two things
here,
in there.
I'm going to saute the asparagus today, but instead tomorrow I'm going to broil it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
Just like a fit. You get a pair of blue jeans, a white top.
Yeah. So the last lady I was seeing, she asked him, like, you know how to cook. I was like, yes and no. Yeah. I can prepare a meal that you will love. But you say cook some randoms. No.
That's why I always say, like, I'm not a chef, but I got a go-to meal. Like, if I wanted to impress
somebody. Is it Alfredo?
but I do. I really do. I ain't gonna lie. I can make the basics. You feel what I'm saying?
What's the go-to meal, bro?
Yeah, I want to hear
this. Oh, we can't put it out in the street.
It's go-to meal?
Yeah, what's the go-to?
Stuffed salmon.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now listen.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Don't give them the secrets.
I'm trying to get the recipe, but somebody got it on lock right now, so I'm working my way.
Yeah, I got you. Recipe. I got you.
Like you said, the stuff you making, you still need the recipe.
Yeah.
I need that recipe to make it.
I got
you feel what I'm saying? But I can make it.
Yeah.
I need the recipe.
I got you. See, so shit like that.
If you out there, you listen, I need that.
I need that.
Network King said, I aimed for about 10 meals back in 2011. I got there and stopped. What a quitter.
That's it.
Anyway.
Hey, bro.
You gotta keep going.
Got enough to survive, B.
All right, come on, Chef. Let's hear it. Let's hear it, Chef Will.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Everything? All right, come on. Now, when I say everything, I'm talking about everything that I eat. Like, I don't know how to make fucking shrimp or fucking lobster.
Yeah, we know you don't do seafood.
I don't eat that.
But look, I'm being humble. Yeah. But go ahead, let me get a number.
Everything.
How many bodies?
Bro, ain't too much shit you about to name that I ain't made.
Bro, you gotta give me. Come on.
Trying to be like, literally, like, fucking.
So,
everything.
White, black, Cuban, Mexican.
Bro, I was making fucking. I was making red pea soup on fucking. On over the weekend. I'm not Caribbean at all.
And you made red pea soup?
Red pea soup. Fucking stewed chicken.
Listen. YouTube.
Brown stewed chicken. No, YouTube. No. My memory.
I'm a YouTube.
Curry chicken. Like, whatever you want. Turkey. I make a whole turkey for Thanksgiving. Pot roast. Steak.
But you need recipe.
Just, no.
Just,
recipe.
Just
no.
Off the top.
Oh, yeah, I can just make it.
I'm behind the eight
ball. I'm saying that type of shit is listen. Easy. That's not, that don't, I, you, I can
shit
eyeball
is not
that
easy, first of all.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
I'm saying because, like, I'm a wild foodie, like, so I've been around making those things all the time. So,
I got you.
Like, that stuff is easy. Like I said, the shit that's not easy, I'm not going to get, don't give me no lobster. I'm going to look at that shit like, which one would do this?
See, what's, I like cooking for myself. I can cook for myself.
Right.
I think everything I make is good, but I just can't cook for other people. And that's leave at that.
I made curry tuna for somebody one day. They were like, yo, what is this?
What?
Yo, they were not used to curry being on tuna.
I've never had that.
That sounds
good.
That's the flavors I'm looking for. There's nothing to eat out here these days. Unless you go vegan. That's why everybody going vegan, because they ain't shit else to eat.
Listen,
I never
like
had
I
that.
Said, part of my 12 to 14 meals, that's one of them, right?
But I never had that.
I like quick that's, and easy stuff.
So is this like, is this cold or is this like a
no,
like
no,
a tuna?
No. This is, I take a can of tuna,
uh-huh.
Right? Or I have used tuna steak as well.
Okay.
And I put it in and I saute it.
Okay, so it's but, cooked. Right,
yeah, onions, green peppers.
Oh, okay, yeah,
that. Black
that.
Pepper, because I don't cook with salt.
Trying to make it sound intimate.
Why it sound intimate?
Sauteed it. You put some sauce on. You married it. You put some seasoning, nigga.
Whatever, nigga. Season.
I turned the flame on. Is that better, sir?
Right,
yeah, man. Turn the heat up on that motherfucker, man.
Pan seared. All right,
actually, that's what I made the other day. I made some pancakes. Yo, see? You don't listen.
You
it's a
no
remix. It's a remix.
Nah, he said, yo, there's a method to this madness, bro. I got all this.
I like it. Everybody can go
up?
To, though.
Cooking
you can't
with.
Cook.
What up,
find something that if somebody try you, you could whip up.
Yeah.
You got to. I mean.
Like you said, stuffed salmon is your go-to.
Yeah, but I'd be laughing. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like I said, going back to my kids, it's like, y'all got to learn to cook some food, bro. I'm not going to be able to do this shit forever.
Yeah.
I'm not. Like, I'm not coming to your house. And like I'm gonna be responsible for Thanksgiving. Like you living in Texas or somewhere, I'm coming to visit you for
and
your family.
And cooking,
and ain't nobody cooking nothing. We ordering pizza for Thanksgiving or some shit. I'm gonna be mad as hell in that.
So what do you think right now your kids can make
on their own?
Yeah,
just basic shit. Nothing too crazy.
They could survive if you weren't around.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm about to say. If you went away for 20 days, could they survive?
Oh yeah, that'd be
a loaded fridge.
I mean, there's gonna be a lot of fucking eggs being cooked.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I microwave bacon.
A lot of ramen.
So I was 18.
A lot of waffles, but they'll make it.
Oh, no,
they'll make it. Yeah, they'll be able to survive.
That's what's up,
bro. That's hilarious. All right, y'all ready to get to it? Because now we turned into a cooking show and I don't even know how it happened.
Let's go.
It feels like it's been 10 days away, but it hasn't.
Play enough Get Light music, bro.
What do you mean?
Get Light? Get busy in the club.
What you mean?
I always want to dance.
Oh, you talking about that? No, I mean, yeah.
No, Get Light is like, that's a you got to be in the right environment to play
really,
like that.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
You play that down in
cool.
the
you be,
side.
You be outside again. You be outside again. Sturdy.
Come on now.
Come
on, son. Don't do court like that. You already know what he do.
All the way live.
All the way. Actually, it's a block party. We talk about it later. We talk about end of the show.
When court pull his shoulders out.
Oh, that's kill it with the shoulders.
That's work.
It gets crazy. It's all in the shoulders.
Yeah.
Now you was telling me 404 day is a. Is that today?
Four.
Is it?
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Come on. Nah, I'm fucking with you. It is today. It is today. It is in fact.
Tell me you're not from Atlanta.
But we, yeah. Show me you're not from Atlanta without telling me you're not from Atlanta. Ding, 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 ding.
Show but me on your calendar without reading on your calendar. I was like, wait, what?
404 day Nazi. Enlighten us all.
Okay, so yeah, basically it's just a celebration of the city and celebration of the culture. And that's what's going on today. I mean, I'm keeping it very short because if you know Atlanta, if you've been around Atlanta, if you visited Atlanta, then you understand 404 is the core original area code that was for the city. Before the 678s, before the 770s. And what's the other one they got now? 470?
470. Yeah.
470. Yeah, that's trash. I mean, it's not trash because the numbers are 47. And, you know, certain things happen on 4-7, so they can never truly be trash. You see what I'm saying? When you bring it back around, you just swing the rock. It's like 4-7s you have to pay attention to because they're like 7-4ths of your future. All right, I'm sorry. So
what is happening?
All right, I'm sorry. But no, that's what 4-4 days. There was a lot of celebrations going on all week. I want to shout out Butter ATL, Atlanta Influences Everything, AEBL. They're doing a lot just bringing the culture to a different height, you know what I mean? Because other cities do things like Chicago's area code is 312, so they got a 312 day. Orlando area code is 407, so they have a 407 day. But in Atlanta, Miami, 305 day, all of that. Yeah. Right. So, but Atlanta, as usual, influencing everything and doing our stuff on a different level, the 404 one is a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? So,
What's
today.
Been doing? Like, what
so, for example, like Sunday, they had like a celebrity softball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
They had different groups and organizations put up softball teams. I need to find out who won that game. So, I know Atlanta Flips is Everything. They had a team. I know EBL had a team. Okay. I know Bud ATL, they had a team as well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why is this not on the news?
On the news?
They show everything but just the good stuff.
You know what the funny part is? We talk about it. I talk about it a lot. It's like, I prefer it when certain things don't hit the news.
Because you don't want to be loaded?
I don't want to. Nah, not even being loaded. I just don't want them to mainstream that shit. Because you know what the new mainstream move is, and I don't want to pivot yet, but now everywhere you go, they're going to be doing the yayo dance because it's mainstream now. You see what I'm saying? Some things need to stay off of the news.
So it's organic.
So it's actually authentic.
How do
you know
people find
saying?
Out, though?
Just
gotta be in
yeah, anyone knows in the note thing. It's a little bit certain parts
it's
of it.
It's not freaking.
I consider myself fairly hip. So
this is time. Like, the term you use in hip.
How do I not know
right.
that?
Hip.
Nah, you know, I plan on doing more things. I told myself I was gonna do more things within the city, like, because it's a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. That's like positive.
How long you been in Atlanta?
Yeah, I've been in Atlanta about 18 years, 18, 20 years.
Bro, if you don't know by now, I don't know what to tell you, sir. Like, you should know.
Yeah.
You should know. Like, 4-4 day is one of those ones, like, there's so many different pockets of different things going on that you really can't help but fall into shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so, wish you at.
Hey. But, but that's what's going on with 4-4 day. So I wanted to ask y'all, like, you know, I be around it a lot because of, you know, DJing and things like that. And I've been in Atlanta 20 some odd years. I can't even carry the one no more. It's, damn, it's some over there.
Since the 90s.
It's 90s, 96. So
that's crazy.
That is crazy. So 96 to 2020. I'm going to do something for 30 years in Atlanta. That's wild to say. But anyway. Yeah, that is, 30 years in one place. Yeah, it's like you're saying that out loud. Hell, like, man. Sheesh.
I told you, though.
An event for you being 30 years in Atlanta?
It's something. You got to do something.
That's very obnoxious.
I love it.
Have you met me?
Yeah, that makes sense. So
now
I can see that.
Perfect.
I just flipped.
Nice to meet you.
I just flipped 4-7 and 7-4 as a fraction into something about my birthday. You said, yeah. Yo, you didn't guess that.
No, we caught it. I caught it. I was just like,
it's like, is that a mixed numeral? Anyway, too much math on a Tuesday.
Yeah, you can't.
Have you seen that clip with a dude walking around with an actual hands clock and the kids can't read?
Oh, yeah. So what does this mean?
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Right, nobody like using that.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
I just certain things like that just kind of mess with me because it's like, I tell you we're not that far removed. Go ahead, all right,
cool. So, okay.
What do you think?
No, I was going to bring it back to, I see you did the yayo.
Nah,
I saw you.
I did the LSU.
I'm glad y'all called it the yayo.
Not the John Cena.
Yeah.
I'm from Queens, nigga. That shit is the yayo.
Yeah, it's always going to be the yayo.
You heard?
I mean, John Cena gave credit too. Anyway, set it up. Shoot your shot. Pause.
All right, so this is based off the LSU championship game. That was the big controversy I kept seeing on fucking sports talk all fucking day. I'm so tired of hearing about that bullshit. But
are you? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I love sports talk. It's just that particular topic. I was just like, because I don't. All right, so the topic was basically, I fucking lost the young lady name now.
Angel Reese
was doing it against the female white Steph Curry. What's her name? I forgot her name now.
The female Clark. White Steph Curry?
I'm not even guessing.
Enough of the reports.
Caitlin Clark. Thank you, Caitlin Clark.
So she was dubbing people the whole tournament, fucking waving them off, doing this shit to them, talking shit. You down 15? Fucking look at the scoreboard, like that type of behavior.
Yeah.
Which. And to me, I had no issue with it. It should seem regular to me. If anybody ever played ball, I would just like, yeah, all right. That's about right.
When I think about shit talking, I think about Iowa basketball.
Yeah. Right? So that should happen. So, and you know, sis was waiting for this shit, the championship game, because she was like, because she didn't really speak on it before the game. She was just like, I know she was like, I'm waiting for this shit to start. And when we start watching y'all last time, I'm going to start talking king shit.
Oh, yeah, she was waiting.
So, no, she didn't say that.
Oh, but okay.
You can see it in her face.
JP, what up, bro?
She didn't start off doing that shit off the rip.
Wow, animosity.
Yeah, then she started going crazy on it, doing this shit. And for the most part, no, not too many people had an issue with it, but there was a handful. I saw more people that was like, nah, it's cool. Because even Carter came back after the fact and was like, nah, like, she's a great player. I thought that shit was fine. I ain't think nothing of it. Like, you talking shit, she won.
It was case like that.
Yeah, like, it was all right.
I deserved it.
But
nah, cut. Shoot your shot.
That, I ain't gonna hold you. That, what she did at the end of the game was excessive. I ain't gonna lie. Now, do I really care? No. Is it that big of a deal? No. But was it excessive? Yes. Like, she OD'd.
Why was it excessive?
Because one thing, there's nothing on camera showing Caitlin Clark following somebody doing the hand gesture. I get it. Now, it's one thing to trash talk, and it's another to taunt. You get what I'm saying? Mm. If I knock you out, I'm cool on you. I'm not going to keep punching you. I know I understand it, but that's taunting at that point. You get what I'm saying? You're following her.
Yeah.
You already done got off at the free throw line. You won the game. You did it already in front of her, but now you're following her. She ain't trying to fight you. Because me, I would have got off on you. You trying to get all right back. That's up.
Now, showtime.
Shorty still giving you respect. Like, all right, cool. She walking respectfully back to her bench to go shake everybody up. Yeah. And you still chasing her. Like, now you doing a lot.
That's extra sauce.
You doing a lot. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, at the end of the day, it is
Coco, what up?
You can't judge how somebody... Trash talk.
Right.
It can go there. But call a spade a spade. It was a little excessive. That's
a lot for you. Hit. I didn't expect you to say that.
That was excessive.
That's
bro.
Some shit. I know when I OD.
You know, so. I know when I OD. Like I wilded out. Bro, you keep a stack bundle. Like all right.
You know what?
But emotions be high in those moments, bro. Yeah. And people adrenaline be running. So ain't no telling what type of words was exchanged on that court because we don't hear what the real words is being said. Might run past you and be like, yo. F your mom. Like, that's how they get down. I done been out
there.
Niggas talk greasy. So for her to go at the end of the game and just press it, it could have been some words where it was just there. If she was just in that moment.
Oh,
was it excessive? Yeah, it was excessive. I ain't gonna lie. But at the end of the day, it was great for the sport. I'm glad that they was able to be put out there. It was the most watched women's basketball game.
Yeah, I thought
it
was ever, turnt. Bro.
Caitlin still got off.
Oh.
You feel me?
That.
But see, now let me tell you something. This is the part where I felt like, okay, it's starting to look personal. It's starting to look weird.
Yeah.
When they got on the podium and they was accepting their award, y'all still talking about show. You're like, all right. Yeah, Caitlin Clark need to put respect. Like, bro.
Oh, they kept bringing her up.
Yeah, like, why y'all keep talking about her,
bro? I had been turned the channel.
Stop
but
talking
okay.
about it. She dropped 30 on you. All right? Yeah, like, so, really, her team just wasn't there, but she got off. So stop acting like
she shut you down.
Y'all made it a personal vendetta towards Shorty. Like, all right, it's Keisha over, loves, bro.
What up? And I'm all with. Well, with LSU, congratulations to them. But Caitlin Clark was Steph Curry at Davidson.
Real
there
rap.
Are no more. There is no more talent on the squad. It's me.
I look crazy jealous. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like, me, and y'all got like six WNBA players against me, and some chicks that's gonna be working at the Waffle House.
Come
like,
on now,
like I mean, keep it a buck. Like
now, see, now this is where I agree with Angel Reese. She came out and she was like, I feel like a lot of y'all are making it black women versus white women.
Yeah,
Subconsciously, I feel like a lot of people were doing that.
Mm-hmm. That shit was very
like,
conscious.
Y'all were trying to make it seem like, oh, it was the hand gesture, but no, y'all really was doing it because it was trying to make it racial.
Yeah.
And they had nothing to do with that. So if you take the race out of it,
you don't think that was anything racial about it?
I think he's saying from her, from
the players.
From the people's standpoint, from the opinions from the people, what they're saying about her hand gesture and they trash talk.
So you don't think that was racial?
The people made it racial.
Yeah, okay.
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 If you pick both of them gray, they're just trash talk.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, I got you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think either one of the girls had nothing.
From what
I can see, nothing race behind it.
No, that was competitive.
That's what that was.
I'm talking about the bums. Yeah. Yeah, the media.
You get what I'm saying? And that's what Angel was like, look, y'all are even like hyphening this and making it more than what it is.
Lola's what up.
Race. Y'all making it like black women versus white women. It's not that. If y'all just made it a competitive game, would have been done with this conversation, bro.
Where's the fun?
That shit is mad. Like, it's just so wild because I'm like, y'all doing that shit. I'm going to tell you the other thing I thought more than race was the fact that it's women and that's why y'all doing that. Dudes do this shit all of the time.
Times 10.
I'm talking about.
Times 10.
All. But you're nigga, we be in the park talking worse than that. Like you just said, nah, fuck your moms. Like, that's Rick, bro. Niggas will say anything to get you off your game.
Real rap.
I'm just anything.
Yes.
What a faggot. You going to play hoop today? You'd be like, yo, fam, you can't even. You can't say that no more. Right. Like, yo. Bro. And I'm talking about, like, this is shit. All this shit I've heard on fields, on courts, like, growing, like, that shit was just regular.
Yo, I messed around and watched Revolt 4-on-4 thing that they do with producers. I forget what the actual name of the show is called. They had Hit Boy's team, and I forget the other person's team. It was so many bitches, and you ain't shit.
Yeah, they going
and
crazy.
And I was like, yo.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why when I saw it, I was like, that's it?
Right.
This is before the tip.
That's why when I be looking at NBA players, I be like, yo, don't mic me up, buddy. I will get destroyed. Like, I'm going to talk crazy. Don't put the mic.
Aquarius Tosh, what up?
Like, you know what I mean? One of the king of
Civil
trash.
Letters, what's
yo,
good?
Any cats I know from back in the day will tell you Larry Bird was one of the worst trash talkers of all time, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he used to talk crazy.
Larry used to talk crazy, but Larry used to talk funny like, yo, you don't even know the square root of nine. Yeah, you can't even know
square root of nine. That's why Larry got swung on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's when they was going.
Square root of nine?
That's when they was going.
So like I said, at the end of the game, When Shorty, she gave you respect.
Relentless King, what is good?
I didn't even repeat myself, but y'all get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, go ahead. I wanted you to add to that because y'all just happened to surface.
I thought the shit was fine. I had no issue with none of the stuff that was going on during the game. I thought after the fact, people in the media calling her names.
Keith Olbermann.
Yeah, Olbermann was fucking wilding.
We
got to
call him out.
Olbermann was fucking wilding.
So classless.
Now, let me tell you something, though. The ultimate WTF. Was the Jill Biden coming out saying?
Oh, yeah, I was gonna get there, but that's not okay. Before you get there, let Will finish because I think you want
to
go right there.
No. Go ahead to the Olbermann.
No, I was just gonna say because people like that, they know better. Yeah. They don't. I still believe there's so many people in the sports world, and this is why I think a lot of them need to get fired. And I'm not even joking. They need to get some young blood in there. They'd be so quick to try and go viral and say certain things, Skip ass included.
I thought Skip was going to jump out the window in this one, and he didn't.
Because he learned. he didn't got his mouth smacked enough to know. Don't be talking about black women. He done learned, finally. Because like, you know what this reminded me, you know what it reminded me of? Do you remember the Rutgers team years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he called them black, nappy, black-headed hoes.
That was a... what the hell's the dude's name? Not Simon.
Yeah, him too.
God damn it. What the hell was that dude's name?
Don Imus.
Don Imus. That was his name.
Yeah. This is 2008.
Yeah.
The Rutgers...
Women's basketball team.
They were in the, either Sweet 16 or the Final Four.
Seven in the tournament, yeah.
And he called the team, referred to the team as nappy-headed hoes. And this is what it reminded me of, because it's always the media saying too much shit, overstepping their bounds. Yeah. And as always, they want to say some shit and then hide their hand. And Imus, while I pay so much attention to it, he blamed it on hip-hop. Whoa, this is how they refer to them in hip-hop. They call women nappy-headed hoes. It's like, no. We're not doing that. You're not going to victimize a culture just to make you feel safe and comfortable calling black women nappy-headed hoes. That's what we're not doing. So he got fired from that job. Fast forward, he got hired by Sirius after that. They pay him some, was it Sirius? It was another satellite radio station that picked him up and paid him some ridiculous amount of money because he has listeners. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this situation reminded me of. But because it was so many different people just ready to say, oh, she's classless. And it's like, yo, for y'all to be reporters, y'all don't do no research. They so quick to just say something, especially when it comes to black people and black women. And it's like, yo, y'all don't understand how you look when you do that. Until we show them how they look, that's why I had no problem with all of y'all breaking out y'all green screens and y'all split screens and y'all TikToks. And normally, because you know me, anything gets overkill after 5 minutes, I'm like, I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, keep going.
Attack.
Let your green screens rock out for this one. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Playing is cool when they do it in the background.
Come on, man. Finesse two times, they haven't had more time.
I loved it. I was with it. But back to Mrs. President.
Mrs. President.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Turn the music on.
Mrs. President.
I want her to do it. I want them to really extend it.
You want the first lady to do, fellas?
All right. So I guess it comes out that she was saying
What up, bro?
You know, it's normal for the champions to go to the fucking White House, shake the president's hand and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Jill was like, I'm going to suggest to my husband that he brings the both teams. And like she says it. And as soon as she said, everybody was like, my nigga, chill.
They were like, They're like,
chill.
Where's my son?
Chill.
How obvious can you be?
Chill.
Bruh.
Chill.
She was just supporting for her Iowa, Midland America.
Bet.
Call it. Nah.
Send the invite to both of them. You know why?
Why?
Because now every year you got to do the runner up. If not, you're going to look like a bias.
We ain't got to go that far. She really look biased.
Bro, it look wild just because of how the teams look. Yeah, I don't even got to point it out. You watch the game, man.
It's going to look crazy. So you mean to tell me now, this year she invites the runner up. The next year she doesn't. What if the runner up is?
I'm good.
What if the runner up is? Yeah.
LSU next year.
They don't get invited.
South Carolina.
That's what I'm saying. Let's say, like you said, let's say they play again the next year and Iowa win. LSU coming too?
Right.
Hell no.
You see what I'm saying? Now we got things.
Not no, but
days.
Hell no. That's what I'm saying. Don't do it to yourself, Jill.
You. She's Leave protecting her brethren. You know what it was? I think it was a clip of the white lady breaking her glasses. She was like, oh, no, we can't have that. We need to do something to make her feel better.
She will occur.
It was for her community to feel liberated in some kind of way.
For her community to be liberated.
Listen, I didn't mean to laugh. I understand. You have your heart into sports. I understand that. And I talk a lot of shit on the show about sports because of how I was when I was younger. And so I understand the passion. I do.
But
when she grabbed her friend's arm like...
You know how like
she took her glasses. Yo, she folded her glasses into a peanut butter and jelly to go sandwich.
Live wire.
Me as a fan, if I would've seen that, the whole loss would have just been nothing. I'd have been like, oh yeah, you're wild.
Live wire said it's like having your side chick come at Thanksgiving dinner.
Listen,
who's that?
That's, you know,
I don't know.
Listen, I don't know nothing about that.
Well, that's the name. You know, you remember her? That's
that's your cousin.
Man, and you ain't said nothing.
Listen,
I'll do that. I will pull up. You think I was acting crazy at the game? I'm going to wild out while we
at the White House.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, I'm like this everywhere. I'm going to do the most.
It's not I don't like,
just
you
know, at this point
you try bling to bling right, every man. Time I come out my nigga just playing.
We're gonna make it known who the champs are here.
Yeah,
in this building today.
Yeah, cause that's what you're that's what you're
doing. I'm trolling all day. Like we're gonna wish you didn't invite out
yeah.
over there.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing. It wasn't about the players, cause the reason she gave was, oh, they both played well, it was a close game. That game was not close.
Right. I got ducked.
They won by like 13.
Almost.
Knots, I like that t-shirt.
Summertime. I got you. It's summertime hot. Come on. Just Viv, I got you. But no, that's the whole point behind it. And the thing I was just trying to say, I told people online, I was like, yo, that is very on brand with what the Bidens have been doing their whole administration.
That's not even them, bro. This America in general, like, we love fucking participation trophies now for
little kids. Man, talk about it.
Enough.
Come on.
You fucking lost. Yeah. All right?
Tell you what,
good game. Shake hands. You made it go back like to the drawing board.
You made it sound like America lost when you said that.
Bro, go back to the drawing board, man. I don't understand. I guess my era of sports was the last one where they stopped giving out where there were no participation trophies.
Yeah, they just been sucking for a while, man. That's him what you meant?
Nah, it's not what I meant.
I just meant the Knicks.
Participation trophies. Like, it's been a thing. Like, it's because y'all participated. Oh, everybody gets a trophy. No, you do not.
So
thanks for coming. Y'all lost. Go home.
So okay.
You're the first loser.
You're in a good place right now to answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
If either one of your kids start playing, because none of them, neither one of them plays sports right now.
My son has played flag football when I used to coach
him. Okay, cool. Oh, I remember that now. You're right. Did they win the championship?
Hell no.
Did they get a participation
trophy? They tried to.
And what you do? You took it and threw it away?
The rest in the garbage.
Come on.
Fuck out of here.
Let's go.
I'm not doing that. I don't want that
That's
shit.
That's that millennial come up. I
don't,
like,
we don't want that. Nah, you play well.
You lost.
Yeah, you
kid.
Well. You play well. I'm proud of you. But we're not putting no trophy up for this. You wilding.
What did Trey say when you took it from him?
He care about that shit.
Thanks.
What the fuck?
I agree with you, sir. I do.
Participation.
I do.
Bro, he got a T-shirt and shit from me. That's your proof that you played, nigga. I don't know. Bro, don't give me the. I don't want this. What that shit gonna say? You played?
Put me in a commercial,
fam,
coach. That's
get
it.
Rid of that thing, man.
That's it. That's
participation
it.
Trophy. No, thank you.
Y'all tell me if this,
live
this
wire relax.
Now this might be off topic.
Now go ahead. No, we've been off topic,
now,
yo.
You talking about kids and awards? I just want to know how. Cause I was playing basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a basketball banquet at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they had an MVP race. So they put like four of us on stage. And they end up announcing the MVP. It
you
wasn't me.
Yeah, I'm guessing it wasn't you.
But they end up, I went back to my seat. They end up coming back to our table a couple of minutes later
and said,
gave us a whole bigger trophy. It was like, you really was the MVP.
Don't
like,
you hate the trash? Come on.
And my mom was so mad. She was so mad. I'm like, what are you tripping for? I'm MVP. Like, I got it.
Oh, wait.
But I didn't understand the gist of it until I got older. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. So they gave you a bigger trophy.
But
they just didn't want you on the stage?
They gave it to the coach's son.
Yeah. You got to understand the games that gets played. Come on, son. Come on.
Fuck out of here.
Listen, I already knew he was going with that.
Mom's is dead right.
I knew he was going with that.
Oh, it's the coach's son, too. That's even nastier.
Coaches' kids are always going to make the team. They may sit at the end of the bench.
Yeah, that's fine. But don't be retarded. He's not that.
But my mom was like telling me not to accept the award. Like, she was like. That's like she really wanted me to throw it.
Nah, I get what she was saying though.
I just couldn't understand as a kid.
Just the fact that they read it and I was like, we had to give it to them.
We had a different level now of compassion and just co-opting average shit. You see what I'm saying? And that's a part of it. So that's why I brought the question up. So I'm glad you use that as an example. Because when I was still playing youth sports, like, nah, I'm like you lost.
Shit, bro.
Like, you
good
know,
game.
I played basketball, football, all of that.
I hate they made us walk by and shake each other's hand.
Oh, man.
Do you feel like it has to do with people killing themselves?
Nah, this is before that.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh, talking now? Oh, okay.
Yo, the wussification of all you motherfuckers.
Talking about, say that again. Wait, what is it called?
I think the wussification. Yo, man up, my nigga. You're not gonna win everything. I don't know. It's like, yo, but I got a sore side and I'm partial to a lot of it. But some of this shit is just like, yo, man, listen. You gonna have to toughen up just a little bit, bro. Guess what? You're not gonna win at everything. What you gonna do about it? You gonna cry?
What up?
Go in the corner and cry then. Like, bro, listen. You didn't win. I'm sorry, you did not win. You're second place. It's okay.
To me, if that don't make you want to work harder, you shouldn't even be playing this fucking game. No way. Go do something else.
Somebody get the Jets on the phone.
Go play Jacks.
Somebody get the Jets training camp on the phone right now.
Some shit by yourself.
Because you talking right now,
man.
Come on,
I'm sorry. This no. Sports is sports, man. It's not for that.
Said man up.
Bro, come on. Woman up, anything up. Get the fuck out of here, though.
Come on.
With that, that participation shit.
What is
I wouldn't even want to come to the damn White House if I was them. Come there and do what?
Right.
Take a picture with what? Holding a second place trophy? I'm good. Exactly. No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm all set. I don't want to go. Then I sit on the side and watch the champs again celebrate. Why would I want to see that again?
Yeah, they said it about my generation, the millennials. They said that we our parents coddled us and they made us feel like champions.
Not all. Yeah, not all. But
it was
some.
The mid millennials.
Yeah.
If you was born, what year were you born?
Nah, say what you gonna say first, and I'll.
Because my numbers be off.
So I'm changing my number, whatever it is after that.
No. Because you know you right
before what you said.
Because technically. How they define millennials is like 1980 all the way to like 19. It's some wild ass.
It's a crazy.
That's why I asked. You know what I'm saying? So for you to understand.
Nah.
95.
Yeah. So for you to understand that part of it and understand the games that gets played, it's really people born after you and dealing with those parents. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I was asking. I was asking not just to cater to you or anything like that, but it's like legit halfway through millennials and Generation Z now. Is that where we at?
Yeah, Z.
I can't.
I'm just praying for
you. My alphabet don't go to hell.
I'm going to just pray for you. I'm going to just pray for you.
Yeah, but it's just like, because you still got some parents that be on the same shit that I'm on. It's like, yeah, nah, don't give him that. We don't want that shit.
That's impressive of you to do that.
When is a man a man?
I don't wait for that transition.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second. Go ahead, Will. Answer that.
What? You got to elaborate, bro.
Should we walk into it or should I just.
Yeah, do you think? Walk. Yeah.
Now.
Wait, hold on. Wait, one second. 1987, what?
Gen Z's.
To current, right? Yeah. Or are we a generation AA now or some shit?
AA for Aaron.
Before we get there. So 97 on is Generation Z.
We're in Generation Alpha. 2013 to 2025.
Oh, Generation okay. AA. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh shit, you mean
Alpha?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Look at that.
So Generation Z is from 1995 to
2012.
Oh, cool.
Okay. All right, that's less than I thought.
Z-ing it up.
Yeah, y'all out here, man.
Millennials are 1980 to 1994.
Okay. All right.
That's crazy.
X is from 1965 to 1979.
Huh.
Really?
So you X.
Shit.
Look at you.
I'm Generation X for real?
Yeah. That's what she just said.
I gotta check the source. I don't know about that.
I knew it, man.
I ain't nothing in the 60s with me holders.
I see you, Malcolm.
Jay Thurston, what up, Jay? Oh, man. All right, but let's get to what Court was saying in that so well put pivot.
Was that really?
That was a Mitch Richmond crossover right
not
there.
Mitch.
Let's say Run TMC. If I'm gonna be Generation X, let me talk Generation X like. But yeah, you said what makes a man a man?
Because the reason I even posed the question is because I've had thoughts. When I was younger, my mom used to cater for a Jewish family, so I went through the whole the Passovers, and then I even attended a bar mitzvah before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and a bar mitzvah technically it's like a religious
coming
thing
of age,
where,
yeah.
But really, it's you. Being initiated as a
into
man.
Into manhood, yeah.
You're able to drink wine and all that stuff now at the bar mitzvah and things of that nature. But I always, now I had to question myself, like, what does that look like in the black community? What does that initiation as a man look like?
What traditions do we have
right.
to bring a teenage or young black manhood. Boy
yeah.
into manhood?
Absolutely. Real. There it is.
Boys to men, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
Some families.
No.
No, like
some is paying for your own haircut.
No. I've seen families like, okay, it's your time to take over the barbecue. Like that was dun, their, like dun, initiation dun. For them saying like, now you the man because you can take care of the barbecue. So, I've seen it.
That's wild.
Me personally, now I'm gonna say me personally, I think the initiation was the condom talk, the sex talk.
Now, okay,
and that's just because that's the only time like I've had like
so.
Go ahead.
You would
Hold on. Keep going. Because how old were you had this condom talk before you go there?
Probably like 12 or 13.
Okay. Yeah, that was my question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was at, and who delivered this condom talk to you?
My stepdad.
Okay.
But I felt like at that moment, he was like seeing that I was about to.
Yeah.
I was about to level about
to knock something off.
Yeah, I was about to start making moves, and he basically just gave me that prep talk.
Don't make no babies.
Before I go out that door with it.
Toy, what was they doing shooting in the what? What did Toy say last week?
Now, I'm not saying a 13-year-old boy is a man, but...
Go ahead.
My bad.
I said a 13-year-old boy is a man, but that's the only time I can recall in my life.
As an example.
I've had some type of like...
You feel like that was kind of initiation into you like leveling up to a different... Okay. I don't know that I have a particular moment that I initiation into it, like level. I had the condom talk and all of that, but I don't know.
You had the what?
I have had the condom talk.
Okay.
Like, when I was younger, but I don't know if there's a particular moment that made me feel like I done made it. I'm gonna tell you one thing that did happen to me, because like I remember one time my I really fucking talked back to my pops, and that's just gonna sound crazy. But like he said something, and I was like, "Hey, why are you doing that?" And like this is like this, mm-hmm. And I said it, and he ain't fucking tried to knock my head off. He was just like, he looked at me like, I think it was one of those like, "Damn, you kind of right, but you still a fucking kid, so I really want to knock your shit off." But like, you ain't wrong.
Yeah.
And so he was just like, well, "What about this?" And it was kind of a discussion, and I was like, "Oh shit!" I just had like a real discussion with my pops, like, and he didn't give me the kid chump off. Like,
he gave you a real response.
Yeah, he gave me a real response and answered me like I was a person. So like. To me, I'm trying to think what age I was. I was still pretty young, though. I was, no.
Under 10?
Hell no.
Okay.
Nah.
Okay.
You're still getting your head knocked off.
So that. You was preteen, though?
I was probably, I want to say I was probably in that 13 to 14. Some. I wasn't in high school. I know I wasn't in high school. Okay. But I might have been in junior high. So I might have been in like the seventh grade or some shit like that. Why? And I didn't say it in no rude way. I was just like, hey, Dad, why are we doing this?
But he replied to you. Yeah, he responded to you differently. So
brought him totally different.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I've seen situations where fathers may have their first drink with their son to give him that initiation. I think I've feel.
Ever had a drink with my dad.
Because I know when I first turned 21, my dad was like super psyched and emotional about us
having a drink.
Having that together.
And I was like,
Dad, I've been drinking for 5 years already.
But
what's the point is?
His caption on Facebook was my first illegal drink with my son. he was mad hype about it. And I had to like,
I like that
symbolism behind it. Because it's kind of like, that was him.
Oh, yeah.
I guess
breaking bread with you, man. Passing the torch if you.
Type shit.
In some way. Yeah, I like it.
So let's go back for a second. Because both of y'all gave examples around the same age range. 12 to 14,
somewhere around there,
right? And you're saying that was a key moment. So are you both saying you felt like you entered into manhood at that moment, at that pivotal moment?
I don't know if it was manhood, because I think at that age you think you know what that word means, but you don't really know. But I remember that as a kind of like a leveling up, if you would, like a moment. Like, all right, okay,
right.
Yeah, like, all right, I got a little, it's a little respect going on. You know what I mean? Like, so I got to make sure I'm, if anything, to me, it kind of set a standard. Like, all right, so if I carry myself like that, then I get that kind of response again. Mm. And to me, that's the type of shit that I would crave and I would chase because that's what I wanted. Like, I always wanted, like, there's always a level of respect I always wanted from anybody and everybody. That's why anybody like you meet now, I tell cats where I work now. And they're under me. Like, not under me, but like, you know what I mean? I supervise them.
What up?
But I tell them, I was like, yo, the reason I come in here and I lead with respect and I'm always in a bubbly mood is not because shit is all good all the time. It's just because I give it in abundance off the rip because it's what I demand back. It's not an option in whether or not you're going to respect me. That shit is a demand. This is what's happening.
Facts.
You know what I mean? But I'm not the motherfucker who's gonna demand it and not give it.
Facts.
So I'm gonna lead with it in abundance. I'm Absolutely. Going out the way. I'm from New York, and I be in there saying sir and ma'am. I don't got nothing to do with that
at all.
That's not at all where I'm from.
At
but
all.
I see that y'all shit, and if it make you feel better about it, that's cool. Because we still got to do it my way.
Not the thumbs
up. But that's fine. That's my Barack. That's fine. But I always lead with that.
Miscellaneous. What
you know
up,
what I mean? That's why when they see me, they motherfuckers run
Long
through
time.
A wall. But that's the respect I give them, and that's what they give me back.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. At what age did you start recognizing like that was a key thing as far as the way you moved? Because I think that's another step in not only your professional career, but also in your maturity as a person.
But I think that's something that's just embedded like from a super young age. So like it was made it was made important to me from a very, very young age. Even before that moment I talked about with my dad.
Yeah.
Like, it was made important by both of my parents.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, make them respect you. Make them, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, carry yourself with somebody ain't got no choice but to respect you.
Got that.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's always been something that's been on me. Like, hey, carry yourself like this. Because they was always like, hey, you don't like nobody to talk to you crazy? I said, nah, I don't like that. Mm. I said, all right, then put it in a situation where they can't talk to you crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Aww. Make yourself damn near untouchable.
Right.
Now, it's an unrealistic, lofty-ass goal.
Yeah.
But it's one you should give people. You know what I mean? Like, set the bar high. Why are we setting fucking, let's go back to that stupid-ass participation trophy. Why are we setting the ball low? No, motherfucker. Set that shit super-duper high. You know what I mean? Because if you don't catch it, it don't matter. You still up there.
That's a fact. That's a good point. Go ahead, Court.
I think that it should be one that doesn't involve a kid in the streets. I think in the streets you have a lot of initiations in the streets.
Yeah,
right.
You get what I'm saying?
You're going to jail.
And I don't even think we have to
smoking
the
weed,
yeah.
Having
if
sex.
If you're dealing with a cat and he loves it's a lot of initiations that's going on.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? But I feel like in the community.
Yeah.
It should be some type of initiation, because like Will said, like, bro, when a just like I told my dad the other day, it's crazy, transparency moment. My father, I took him to the airport for him to go take a trip, and he sent me back a bunch of messages. And my dad is wild random when it comes to emotions and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just sit him down and be like, look, let's have us a talk. Because if he's not there, it's over with. He's not there.
Yeah.
So whenever he's ready to give it to me, I take it. So boom, he sent a bunch of messages saying, like, yo, I'm proud of you, whatever. You know what I mean? Just bigging me up.
Yeah.
And I told him, like, I appreciate that, because those type of words give me more motivation to do better.
Right.
You
get what I'm
saying? Yep. So with that initiation, like Will said, like, if I feel like if a man, if in the community, or say, okay, at this point now, you're a man, I feel like most men, most boys will honor that. Like, okay, I'm a man now. I'm off that. You get what I'm saying? They told me that's what I am now.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
They raised the bar for you.
So, yeah. So I don't have to do, I'm not doing that no more.
I'm off of that.
Most boys don't want to honor that and really carry that on with them. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. And a lot of people that don't have that initiation don't know when to transition. Mm. This cat's now that after you done did 10 years in prison, now you like, oh yeah, yeah, now
I'm the man.
I ain't hang with them type of cats no more. Yeah. I ain't talking to women like that no more. But if you had that initiation with somebody transitioned you, instead of you having to go to jail and you do time for it, and you build the wisdom, somebody give it to you within that moment, so you can be able to carry it on.
What do y'all think it should look like?
It should be a ceremony, bro. Mm. I think it should dead ass be a ceremony, just like they do the bar mitzvahs and all that. Like, mm-hmm. you should be celebrated, mm-hmm. and it should be a full out ceremony, so that you get the sentimental part of it.
You know something, I never put that in that perspective, but I don't think you're wrong, because it's not just in the Jewish community, in the Indian community, like, all of them kind of have like those rite of passage like events, like they do. Mm-hmm. Actually, I never even thought about it. Like, yeah, we don't.
Glad I looked at that for you.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, we don't have those.
I feel like that could be huge. Somebody,
yeah, it's something
we can call it Black Mitzvahs.
We gonna come up with our own name, because we're not gonna remix this. We're not gonna do that at this particular huge, point. It's definitely something I've thought about and talked to other people from G-Men, things like that. Getting back into nature and understanding what your manhood is. So we're in 2023 now. I've been having this type of discussion, not exactly, for at least 5 or 6 years. And when we look at certain, I'm going to use movies as an example because we love media and things like that, but we've seen rites of passage in, I'm about to say Warrior Princess. God damn it. What am I thinking about?
What? Oh, Woman Queen? Woman King?
Woman King was one for women. That was one. I thought they had a lot of rituals in there, but also in Black Panther, but even going back before Black Panther.
Paid in full.
But let's you.
Facts. If I say it's a lot of initiation.
No, that's not what you said it.
That's not where I was going. We're not going by Harlem Street rules for the rest of the world for black men.
Nah, it's your nigga mad little B. He said, coming to America. But listen. JP said,
my son works.
Listen. But if we use an example like Black Panther, for an example, and the transition of not just something physical, but the knowledge and the emotional and understanding your responsibility. Like when I talk to young men about understanding what your purpose is and understanding what your identity is and truly becoming your own man, it's, to me, it's about taking responsibility for yourself, for your inner circle, but also anything that happens, and not blaming someone else. That's when you have a transition into true manhood. At that moment, you're like, you know what? Whatever happened, even if it wasn't my fault, I need to take responsibility and say, like, yo, I could have done this. Or what could I have done different for a different outcome? When you start thinking about others before yourself, that's a true key to me for transitioning to manhood. Because I remember when it happened for me, but I didn't know how to verbalize it at the time. But when it happened for me, it was just like, oh, wait. I'm thinking about my family. I'm thinking about the other people around me. I'm stepping up and being the leader to talk to other people and protect who's behind me, even when they're wrong. Let's mitigate the damage, even when they're wrong. And then, yeah, I'll discipline, or we'll discipline them as a community later on. But for right now, you're dealing with us. You're dealing with me. You're talking to me. I'm the representation that this younger person may not have. Mm-hmm. And understanding that type of mindset, it was a big thing for me. Instead of, like we said, oh, everything else we've had in the past has been negative. Oh, when you go to jail the first time, that's when you a man. Oh, when you have sex the first time, that's when you a man. You know what I'm saying? Well, even graduating high school was looked at, oh, now you're a man. And it's like,
that can't be the ball.
It can't be the ball. Because I remember when I graduated high school, I was like, all right, what's next? Like, this is what I was supposed to do. Like, all right, cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So responsibility for yourself and responsibility for your inner circle. And when you take that on, to me, we have to find a way to, like Court said, and like you said, Will, turn that into some kind of big thing.
Yeah.
Or procedure, big ceremony.
Celebrate it, yeah.
See, yeah. Like I said, that with that, like, like we talked about last week when we were, I just had a brain fart, but we were talking about, what were we talking about last week?
Talked about a lot last week with manhood. what were we responsible for?
So you lost me.
It'll come back. It'll come back around because, you know, every week we talk about manhood, we talk about culture, but we really talk about things that we want to share with our younger people and our younger selves that we wish we would have known, at least heard about, at least were an option. You know what I'm saying? So that's part of why we do even do this whole podcast and show. You know what I mean? Yeah, we talk shit. We have fun.
That's what it was.
Got it?
Oh, yeah. It was. Then I was stalling like talking, a motherfucker. We were talking about how if men celebrated other men evolving.
Yes.
Would it bring change in behavior.
Right.
With that ceremony.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like I say, a lot of cats in the streets or just.
Thank you, Chris. Within, I appreciate
within,
that.
Within being. The ins and outs of the culture, or whatever you want to call it,
right?
It's low life shit that we deem as men, being men. Oh,
right.
you fucking rich now. You getting money. Oh,
now you're a man. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Now if you had a ceremony, I could just see a kid now. Me myself, for an example, I knew when I the benefit of me hanging around old heads a lot of my whole life and people older than me. I knew for a fact when I got around my peers, the shit they was on or certain things they were saying or their mindset.
Yeah,
that wasn't it.
I knew with me, what I knew and what I had in me, like, even if they dissed me or they felt like I was lame thinking like that, I knew that it's respected somewhere.
Yeah,
right.
The real men respect this thought process.
The bar had been set higher for you already.
So now if a man, if a young boy is being initiated by men to say, hey, you're a man now.
Yeah.
If you get around it, if now they go around their peers or they go around different circles, they can be able to stand on it. Because it's like, okay, I'm a man.
Yeah.
Whatever you tell me, I don't got to do that. I've already been initiated as a man.
I can think for myself now.
I don't have to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know the wild part is? Because I agree with everything you said, Court. It's like we have those initiations in other areas.
The wrong places.
But yes. But also not always so negative.
Right.
I remember, and this I'll use as an example. I was, I don't know, 13, 14 years old, around the same age y'all talking about. I was living in Orlando in high school, right? And I had been there since I was 11, 12 years old. We was in the same area in Pine Hills. Shout out Pine Hills. So I remember when we first moved in this one neighborhood, Seville Place, there was older cats. And that was only like 3 or 4 years older than me, but they was height wise, taller and all that, stronger and all of
before
that.
Before the growth spurt.
Before all of that, right. So, and the basketball court is where it used to go down. That's where we met up. That's where we, you know, interacted. And it's like, youngins like me, we better get our ball in before they got there. Because once they got on the court, that's it.
We see a ball, little nigga.
Exactly. Yo, right. Yo, you know what I mean? So, I already know.
I'm going to give it back.
I'm going to give it back. All that.
Hated them.
But the point of it was, the moment they was like, when they saw me maturing as a player and getting better, I remember that moment. They was like, oh, nah, come run with us. Mm-hmm. Mm. Nah, get on my team.
Right.
That was a moment.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, we need stuff like that. So, even as... it may seem insignificant to other people who don't play ball and things like that. That was a big moment of being accepted by your older big brothers who weren't your big brothers, but they were still your big brothers on the court right. and in life. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So we need something like that on a regular scale to say, hey, this is a tradition that we're taking forward. And that's why I brought up Warrior King. That's why I brought up Black Panther. Right. And why I always go back to, we had a lot of those opportunities stolen from us. Mm. Because what's my favorite word?
Slavery.
Slavery.
Mm. Yeah. Oh.
So much of that.
That's too short.
So much of those opportunities were taken from us and not reinitiated because of slavery and things like that. But that's why it's so important when you brought it up, Court. We really need to decide that. Like some men, it's going on a fishing trip with their elders. For right. some men, right. it's learning how to shoot a gun. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those things are hinting and touching the same aspects of what we're talking about of responsibility.
Blacktism.
Come on. That's all I'm saying. That's all. That's all.
Where we at?
All right, because it's getting late. I got you. So we got to stop here because now I got to know. We did the whole fucking show. Yo, Sunday.
Bobby, what up?
Knox, you got a birthday coming up, my boy.
Oh,
what are we doing?
We're not doing that. No, we got those things to talk about. We ain't worried about that.
No, like, you that. Don't.
We got to get to it.
Yeah, you don't.
I thought we was just going to do a recap and come back from there. So
nah, this come is on, it now.
Son.
Let's go.
Oh,
yo, bro, we got to turn up, man. Let's go.
No, we don't.
Talk to me, right.
No, we don't. We don't. Listen.
Yo, Court, tell him, yo.
Yo, yeah, bro. I can't be more excited for your birthday than you, man. I feel you off your energy.
No, you can.
No, it's fine.
I love birthdays.
Yeah, listen, I do too. And that's why it's like...
Don't gas me up with Aries right. season this whole the whole fucking month, right. And then we get to his birthday. You go, we just gonna chill.
Yeah. Nah, I didn't say chill.
Get some hookah.
Nah, I didn't say chill.
I might have to get back on. I might have a drink.
And then, wait, what?
Yeah, I'm lying. Bro, I ain't had a drink in like a it's month like, and a half.
I thought it was longer than that. Clap it up, man. Yes, indeed. I appreciate yo. I feel what you're saying, right? But it's different. It's not even different. Okay, so let me get it out the way. Friday night, we're going to be okay. Jules Lounge. If you're celebrating, if you want to come have a drink, you want to come celebrate, party with me, that's great. Jules Lounge is not centrally located.
It is.
So I understand that. You see what I'm saying? So
now we up.
Yeah, so let's do it.
We up.
So we're doing that, Jules Lounge. I'm there every Friday. Feel Good Fridays. Like, yo, when I say we party, like I go extra, extra hard. To make sure people have a good time at Jules Lounge because it's an environment yeah. of just celebration, whether it's a birthday party or not.
A celebration,
yeah, it's a celebration. So listen,
that's my joint right there. Look at me like that, Joy. You know that. That's the joint right there.
So we're doing that, and then Saturday we're doing. I'm partake and chill for a minute with my people.
Right.
From Florida, shout out Johnny Torrance, Ghost Rider, Tamara James will be in the city, doing a day party. I want to say it's at Blue Martini, but don't hold me to that. But I'm gonna post that in my stories. Not maybe, I will do that. But after that, yo, it's back to it because, like I said, when you're in a position in a season of like really creating and vibing and taking care of things, you don't let things like birthdays slow you down, bro. And that's where my mind has been at like the last 3.5-4 weeks. You know what I mean? Because it's like, this is the true new season. This is the true new year that we're in now. When we talk about farming and harvesting and planting seeds, things like that, that's where we're in right now. And that's springtime. Always when, it's always when my birthday falls. So a lot of times, thankfully, I celebrate all the time. You know what I mean? It's like people say, oh, I'm going to celebrate like today's my birthday. You don't understand until you hang out with me. And Will and Court, they could vouch for that. Toya a little bit too. So when it comes to your own, it's like, yes, I acknowledge it. Yeah, oh, yes, we're going to have a great time. But it's just an era of creation.
All right, so that fuck I'm focusing that. On. Friday, we celebrating Nod's birthday at Jules Lounge.
What's going on?
Everybody come through. We ain't hit. No, all that shit he's saying is valid, and he ain't wrong. But Friday,
oh my God,
it's going up.
Let's go.
You might even get me to say airy season or some shit like that.
Oh, you just like, said. Hey, oh, wait a minute.
You know, I might. Come on, man. We outside.
I'm here for
Court
it.
Court coming.
Let's do it.
Come on, man.
Let's do it, yo. I'm here for it. Yeah. Don't threaten me with a good time, because I'm going to outdo you every time, bro. That's what it is.
Every season.
So
let's go.
We're going to have a great time, man. So that's where we at, man. Anything else you want to cover? Toy, you got anything? Because Toy's an Aries, too, out here.
Toy say, I got 40 seconds.
I understand. So she's like, I need my own energy, and I respect that.
Yeah.
Sure. I definitely do. All right? But, you know.
So that's the weekend plans.
That's the weekend plans.
So we'll right see here. Everybody on Friday.
Yeah, Friday we at Jules Lounge, man.
He gonna put the fly up on his page.
Yeah, I'm gonna do something like that in a
we'll
second.
Celebrate with Knott.
I appreciate that, man. I really do.
We up.
I really do. So, yeah.
We're gonna get Vern out there ordering fucking 7 entrees.
Yeah, might as well.
This thing on a buffet. You'd be like, I. Let me get that all the way down here.
Big Warrior coming through. Keisha coming out.
Yeah, man, we outside.
Yeah. Keisha, you know, Friday's Aries Nation, man. Like,
let's go, man.
We different, man. We got a different energy. We got a different. It's just, you know why I feel. Now, you know what? No, man, I'll tell you next week.
Next week.
I mean, next week.
Because then we'll have some. Then me and Corda have something to talk about for about a weekend.
Yeah. Finally.
Kill two birds.
Shout out CC Pennison. Finally. All right, man. We got anything else?
Nah, actually, I'm golden, nah? Brother. Happy to be alive, man.
Remind me to talk about J.R. Smith's documentary next week, yo. Because I've been.
For now.
Yo, man, cut that over again.
For now.
I'm really proud of you, bro.
That's the wrong one. That's what we're going in right now.
I know me, because most people hate on shit that they wish they could accomplish or wish that was for themselves.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And self-discipline is one of them things where I'm trying to practice it.
Tune in next week.
Think peace.
So when I see anybody doing it's that, I salute them, bro. That shit's hard, bro.
Tune in next week.
Yeah. Go. Have you ever abstained from anything like that you wanted to? I'm sorry.
Tune in next week.
I'm sorry.
I'll get in my bag. Oh man.
Yeah, I'm good, brother.
Therapist Bobby Jones, we need to get you up here one Tuesday when you're available, because I would love your input on so many of these topics. She is so outspoken and so well spoken and actually an official therapist, unlike me when I just be trying to tell y'all what's wrong with y'all. She has letters behind her name to validate all of that. But I'm gonna reach out to you when we talk about it. Y'all gonna love her because she's blunt. And in
smoke?
No. For those listening, no. But yeah. So yeah, this weekend, let's get back to the Aries thing. So, if I get that. Because I'm already in season 11. So yeah, we're getting there, we're getting to it. Brandon Network King, thank you again, brother. Toya, thank you so much. Happy early birthday. Are you coming on Friday?
Hell no.
She coming. I see that face. I know what that means. We outside, man. We're going to have a good time, man. We're going to keep celebrating and enjoying this thing we call life. Keep making history and keep changing the game for people who don't know. On the count of three, we go.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.